continue to grapple with its aftermath. The violence that's erupted hasn't helped the area's reputation. But there's more to East Scarborough. It's a vibrant, fiercely loyal, and creative neighborhood. And much of the community building that's happening is taking place at the East Scarborough storefront. To tell us more about it, I am joined by Anne Gloger. She is the storefront's executive director. Hello.
Hello, Laura.
Hi, thanks for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you for having me.
So, tell us about the storefront. It's not a retail store, right?
No, it's not.
What's that about?
Actually, it got its name because it is a storefront array of services and resources that support residents in the neighborhood. We connect residents with social services and supports, as well as resources and opportunities.
Give me some examples of the work you do.
Okay, so we have 35 organizations, social services supports, that come into the neighborhood, mostly each and every week, to provide their particular social services and expertise to the people of East Scarborough. East Scarborough is incredibly under-resourced in terms of social services organizations. So through those 35 agencies that work out of our space, the community is able to get full range of service supports for newcomers, for youth, for seniors, around legal issues, settlement issues. There's a tax clinic, employment services. So by facilitating that collaboration, we actually have the resources that people need to connect to.
So they can obtain legal services through your agency. What else can they get?
Well, legal services is actually a particularly interesting example because legal aid is there providing legal advice. But we have been able to broker relationships beyond normal social services. And Heenan Blakey Law Firm, which is a Bay Street law firm, actually represents people of East Scarborough who come through our doors to provide legal services on a whole variety of issues. People can also come in to learn how to use a computer. They can come in to help figure out how to start their own business. They come in to talk about an initiative that they themselves want to run in the neighborhood. And so right now we're supporting 13 different resident-led initiatives, including a breakfast club, an arts club, and a local choir.
Now the storefront is a few blocks away from Danzig. How are people in your area coping?
Well, as you can imagine, residents are grieving and are in shock. What Storefront, the small role that Storefront's been able to play, is to coordinate the services that could potentially help residents, but could also overwhelm them. When we called a meeting the day after the shooting, 75 service providers showed up. Residents of Danzig don't want 75 service providers showing up on their doorsteps.
And, I guess not.
They can help. So we've been able to help the community at large develop a strategy of supports to coordinate the crisis response. We've had a number of fabulous organizations on the ground helping residents to cope with the crisis. We've also been able to help residents with their own organizing. So residents have been providing other residents with food, with emotional support, and it's actually local residents who have set up a trust fund for Cheyenne's family, and we were able to leverage Heenan Blakey's services to help with that piece as well.
So you're helping to raise money for her funeral?
Yes. That information, unfortunately, I don't have the information for today's show, but I'll get it to you first thing tomorrow. We just have to finalize the paperwork.
Now, we heard today that from that summit at Queen's Park, that Tavis will continue to get funding from the province. How important is it that social programs like yours continue to get support as well?
Well, hugely important. I mean, in terms of the individual social services, it takes a web of support for people, particularly those living in poverty, to be able to access the resources and opportunities that they need. So there's the programs themselves. I can't say enough about the importance of that. But also this role in the community of community coordinator, community connector, and community facilitator is vitally important so that the resources that are available can actually get to the people.
Right. But you hear criticisms that, no one's actually measuring whether these social services work and whether they're having a measurable effect. What do you say to that?
I say that it's really tough. We all talk about it regularly on how to measure a complex, as I said, a complex web of supports, which includes social services but also include real opportunities and resources so that residents are not just recipients, but are actually making use of the opportunities that they need. It's a very complex system, and we're working with a myriad of people, and hopefully someone is going to be able to help us to crack the measurement tool that is going to measure not just the outcome of one specific program, but the web of supports that actually improve the well-being of an entire neighborhood.
You must know anecdotally of people's lives who've been changed.
Oh, absolutely. From the person who came into the storefront looking actually to use a telephone and found out that the reason she was using a telephone because she was spending all her money on taxis to get to her chemotherapy appointments.
Mm.
But because she came into storefront, because we make it a point of getting to know people, we quickly figured out that that was what the issue was. And through our network of services, it actually went to Scarborough Center for Healthy Communities, who then brokered a relationship with the Cancer Society, and now she is much better off because she has free rides and she's able to use that money for other resources in her community.
That's a great story. You know, a lot of people first heard of Danzig after those Scarborough shootings, and, you know, East Scarborough, not on the radar for many people in Toronto. What do you want the city to know about this corner of Toronto?
First and foremost, that the residents are amazing. What we lack in money, the residents make up for in people power. There are 400 residents currently on our books for community volunteering, and 85% of those are youth. So any kind of stigma or perception that the people in East Scarborough don't contribute to society is absolutely totally unrealistic. They contribute, I would say, to a greater extent than many neighborhoods across the city, because there is lack of money, and we need to band together when there's lack of money in order to collaborate and make things better for everybody.
I'm going to hold you there, almost news time. Thank you so much for speaking with us, telling us about East Scarborough.
Thank you very much, Laura.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Anne Gloger is the executive director of the East Scarborough storefront. Joan? You grew up in Scarborough, so we know it's a great place to live.
It is indeed, absolutely. And I'm going to end with some good news here for traffic on the Toronto-bound QEW.